This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Jim Brewer.
Ah, oh, there he is. The mighty Mike.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
I did. I got a haircut and a beard trim.
Oh my God.
Nothing crazy. It's just, I just took it in a little bit and yeah, it was well needed. I hadn't gotten one since before Christmas.
It's amazing because, you know, everyone only sees the back of your head and I'm looking at the back of your head and you look pretty trim there.
Thank you. Got a little fuzz going on there.
I like that.
Yeah. No, it's nice. it's like the opposite side of Velcro. That really,
Yes, it really is. Good job. Everything good in your world?
Yeah, man, everything's great. Just doing the thing. Hung out with who is it? Robert Cray the other night.
Who's that?
Some musician. Pretty good stuff. He was over at the theater.
Oh yeah, where do you work?
At the Bergen Performing Arts Center.
The Bergen PAC, which is a great theater in New Jersey, in case no one's ever been there. Been there a bunch of times. Yeah, the Bergen PAC. That's a great gig.
Dude, KC and the Sunshine Band tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So they've got to be like 90.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably like in their late 60s. I would say they're 60s because they were a 70s band, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So what time do you have to be there? So when the bands come in, you have to, like, just in case they need stuff, like, hey, we need a...
Well, I was originally scheduled at 1, but they need me to pre-shop stuff for them, so I'm going like 2 hours earlier, so I got to be there by like 11.
And you're there all throughout the show?
11 to 11, yeah.
Wow, that's a long day, Mike.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's cool. I dig it.
All right, that's good.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I got some cool stuff coming. I have a show at Foxwoods. I haven't played there in a couple years, and they sold out really quick. Foxwoods sold out, so they added a 5 p.m. show. Also, we just added a Florida show. It's something I've never done before. I'm going through Eventbrite. I'm basically working with some local Florida people. We did this show near Sarasota, Florida. It was unbelievable. Packed house. Did everything ourselves. Sold our own tickets. It was incredible. This is a great company. And we're giving our second shot, and the show is going to be in Largo, Florida. So go to jimbrewer.com. Jim Brewer, BREUER.com. Those tickets are on sale right this second as the podcast airs. We got Medford. That's almost sold out. I don't think I'll add another show there. So if you're going to go to Medford, make sure you get it now. Foxwoods, April's getting packed with shows, and keep an eye out for the rest of the stuff now. And we're conjuring up this fall tour, which would be, kind of a rock storytelling comedy tour that we've been kicking around, me and some other people. And with that said, so any shows, just go to jimbrewer.com. I added some shows in Naples, so that's where to go and find out all that good stuff. So I told you about last week meeting the fans. Did we talk about that last week?
Barbecue, right?
Yeah. It was so incredible. And, you know, because of that, For those of you who don't know, so on my Patreon page, we did certain tiers. We Zoom once a month, and the people that Zoom created their own little friendship, online. And they all flew in from around the country, Oregon, California, Georgia, Texas, Arizona, all over the place, to come meet as friends and hung out for a couple of days in Tampa, based around a show that I was doing. Actually, I think it was on a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. And it was such a cool experience. It was like hanging out with friends and family. It was such a cool experience. I am now looking at next year, or maybe in the fall, we're doing a first Bruniversity, not Bruniversity, a Bruniverse event, where it would be a weekend, kind of a getaway with a hotel. We got a show, a couple shows, get a morning thing, funny how God works, bagels and coffee, maybe some music and some other jazz, but definitely a whole just hanging out experience. And details of that will be on the way. If you guys are into that, you know, let me know. Let me know if that's something you'd be interested in, because we're very seriously thinking about pulling the trigger on that. And that would just open the door for everybody for, as a vacation, come to Florida. You stay here. If you just want to do hotel and show, it costs this much. If you want to do the entire weekend, it costs XYZ. If you want to, there'll be all different packages. So this is kind of cool. And this is who I'm working with at the Largo show. But I highly suggest getting the Largo show. It's going to sell out really quick in Florida. And that is going to be, I believe, May. Do you have a calendar in front of you?
May 19th.
Yeah, May 19th. You are the man. Thanks, Mike. So, couple things today. We're going to get into some stuff. I really want to get into Russell Brand towards the end. He just did a whole U.S. thing, and in my opinion, he just crushed it. Crushed it on Rogan. Crushed it on Bill Maher. Crushed it on Steven Crowder. This guy crushed it on Crowder. We're going to get into all that. Like, clips that I really want to show you. He just exposes a lot with such intelligence, such charm. He's such a way about him. No matter what you think about him, I don't know. He's saying some pretty incredible things. All righty. So about October, my daughter and her boyfriend, they head off to New Zealand. Just, they said, my daughter's an adventurer. She's been an adventurer her whole life. It's probably my fault, my wife's fault. We've traveled everywhere. We've been everywhere around the world, and the kids have seen everything, and this kid can't stay still, just like dad. And I was really proud of her and the boyfriend. The boyfriend never even left a freaking, he hasn't really traveled. So for him to really stick his neck out there, I was really impressed by these two. So they're figuring things out. They have a budget. They started a podcast, Finding a Kiwi. They're on Instagram. Their last two podcasts, I got to say, it was really awesome, because they're getting very personal, like really great relationship stuff. Like, they come up with certain questions where, as a father, even if she wasn't my daughter and I didn't know them, I'd be like, oh, wow, these are, ooh, wow, that's a good question. And you just see the innocence of such a young relationship. And there's so much about it that reminds me, it reminds me of my wife and I at that age. It's just, it's really, you know, is it well produced? No. Is it well? What I love is the rawness of two young people that decide to break I go to high school, I go to college, I work for a corporation, I'm part of the matrix. And then I get 2 weeks off a year, and then I've got a degree, and then blah, blah, blah. It's just the same old nonsense of, you know, learning what they want you to learn. These two just went for it, and they log everything. So they're trying to figure everything out. podcasting and blogging and writing. It's just, I love watching the journey. So we're going to have a little update with them. And from New Zealand, here's my daughter, Gabrielle, and her boyfriend, Noah. Look at you two.
Hi.
I like the way, Noah, I got to say, I like the I like your look.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I actually shaved today for the first time in about...
Oh, yeah, you should have seen it.
5 weeks, probably. I was growing like a full beard.
You look so young. I kind of liked the beard. You look like a...
He's got the good, like, 5 o'clock shadow going on.
I liked it. You look like... right now, you look very... You're back to, like, innocent... Kind of get a boyish look about you again, which is not wrong with that.
I said, right as I shaved, I don't like shaving.
Yeah.
And once I looked in the mirror, I was like, what is...
Yeah. No, usually he'll just do a full shave and just like grow it out for a couple of weeks, but he just trimmed it today. I think it looks good.
I figured out how to trim it correctly.
But yeah.
It looks great.
The long hair, though. He's getting... He doesn't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. It's not in my face.
Yeah.
I'm not getting close. I'm not going to put clips in there.
Well, I'm just saying, it looked like... I was looking on the Instagram, and I was like, wow, he looks like a badass. He looks like...
Yeah.
Looks like straight... Yeah. And Gabby...
Hi.
How you doing, Peanut?
I'm a little sleepy today, but I'm just, I was working, so.
The two of you have settled in for a while. So for those who don't know, they were all over the place. They were.
Yeah. We traveled all the way from Auckland, which is in the North Island. And then we traveled all the way down to the South Island.
To the southernmost tip of the South Island.
So. Yeah. And then we ended up in Queenstown, which is like 4-6 hours back north. It's still in the South Island.
Yeah.
And then we flew back up to where we are now.
Where we had to
take a bus and then a ferry.
And so didn't you just get, you went to a wedding and, I listen and I'm listening to you like trying to budget and you're like, we're trying not to run out of money by the time we hit like Australia. I'm not sure we can go to this wedding.
Yeah.
We gotta figure out the wedding. Oh my god, we gotta rent a car. We gotta sleep in the car. Did you sleep in a car?
We slept in the car.
To be fair, it honestly wasn't that bad. Also, the view of like where we were parked at this campsite was like out of a freaking movie. Like it was. I thought we were going to be like in the woods or something. Just like, typical camping. So when we pulled up to like this cliffside by an ocean, I was like, oh, this works. Like it was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I know. We should have brought I wanted to hang up my hammock, but there wasn't really an area to hang it up. We could have brought
we should have brought bathing suits.
We didn't
on the beach.
We didn't bring bathing suits because I didn't know how close we were to the ocean.
Go ahead.
Also, my friend never said that she moved the ceremony to an hour past what she had originally told me and what was on their invitation. So we get there and what the venue was her fiance's dad just built a house on top, right next to this campsite, because it's where him and his friends and family have been going to the campsite for years or whatever. And so we walk over there. We literally had to walk across the beach to get to this place. It's a big beach. There's rocks and it's hot. It was in the middle of the day. It's hot. I'm sweating my ass off. And then we get over there and there's four people there. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Where is everyone? So we start chatting.
So awkward.
That was so awkward.
One of the most awkward situations.
It was pretty. The entire time. Yeah. We didn't really know anyone. But it worked out. But we had to wait like an hour for everyone to actually show up.
And then and for those of people that don't know, so Noah and Gabby went to a wedding. I mean, this is mind-blowing, too. At the end of the day, you met that girl when you were volunteering in Tanzania 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. It was great.
That's madness. Look at Noah. Noah's like, yeah, I met her where? Like, what's going on?
Just here for the ride.
Yeah, pretty much. So Noah, how's the adventure go? Like, how is I know you were a little frustrated by this is funny because Noah, if you listen to the podcast, Noah's getting frustrated by the amount of not listeners, but like, yeah, you know,
that was, yeah.
You remind me so much of me. When I was your age, and this is what I mean by this, and I could be wrong. When I listen to you speak, you're very confident in what you're capable of and what you feel you're putting out. Right? You're like, like when I first started doing stand up, I was like, how did nobody not discover me yet? Like I've done 3 shows already, and clearly I'm better than anyone. This guy's been on TV. He ain't me. And I was like, what is the deal here? Like I'm better than all these. I don't understand why I'm not on television. What is going on? And I can sense that with you. I totally get. And then there was a moment that hit me. Like, oh, so this is like a longer journey than I anticipated. Okay. And then you go, and then you come to a path where you go, okay, am I up for this long journey, or do I want to find something? And I chose the journey, but I can tell you're sort of there.
I'm definitely at a crossroads, but at the same time, I'm more than willing to buy in. By the way, you hit the nail on the head with that. Like
we were talking about that earlier.
We actually were talking about that today.
I was like, it's so frustrating because, like, we both know we have so much potential and
so much
work that we're putting into these blogs and podcasts. Like, we know we have what it takes to, like, what people want to hear and listen to. It's just about, like, waiting for it to come, I guess. And so what I want to start doing is just, like, getting as much content as we can and try to focus more on like the moment itself rather than like how we're going to get these people to notice us. Cause like, obviously we can't do that overnight. So the best thing we can do is just like, you know, experience what we can and.
Yep. That's all you can do.
Another big part of it for me was I was more comparing myself to people so much further along. And so what I started to do was I reread like our first articles compared to our more recent articles and listened to our podcast at the beginning compared to now. And there's a huge difference. Even with like the quality of like just the content itself, like the flow of everything, how it sounds, how it comes off, it sounds better. It's starting to like take like small steps I've noticed. But like, I just want this to work so bad. I honestly got so emotional the other day talking about it that I was tears. I was in tears because
he was just so, he was getting so passionate about it. He literally just started crying. like, oh my God.
Well, it's I know it's frustrating, but I always say this. It's just like you said, you look at when you started and you probably look at the first 2 or 3 and go, oh my God. Oh my God, like, what were we? Gabby, no offense. I remember when you guys first started videotaping, you were yawning on one. You were like,
that was a bad one.
And I'm going,
That was the first like, video we took because one of the Airbnbs we had, she had like this separate little like working room. And we were like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, we'll do our podcast in here. And like, I don't even know. Her house was
tired.
It was also her house was just so cozy. It had like such a comforting like vibe. She had this cute little like cat there. Like, I was just like, time for sleep. That one was bad, but
that was a long trip. That was like towards the back end of our
travel stint. Yeah,
so we were just exhausted.
Yeah, you guys were
hopping from city to city.
I think it went like down. Yeah,
it was rough.
Honestly, once we got down to getting into the South Island, we were like, "Oh my God!"
it started to hit.
Yeah,
pretty hard.
We got to Wellington.
You guys done a lot so far. I know you
14 cities in 2 months.
Huh?
14 cities in 2 months.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like a rock tour. Your band on tour. You're freaking Metallica knocking out 14, 15 cities. Metallica's not even doing it anymore. U2 doesn't even do that anymore. They're like, yeah, we're 10 cities, we're done.
Yeah.
For 4 months.
It was fun. It was
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So
I'm coming out with an article this week talking about like what we wish we had done instead of like what we did do.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
That's
cool. I'm going to have to work a little more on it, but
we're always working out the tanks.
Well, if you really think about it, there's a couple of things. A, you don't have a producer.
True.
And a producer, I think I told you guys before, I think the coolest thing is you're learning off the cuff. And by the time you start figuring things out, you might turn into a machine. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, we like your podcast. Here's a producer. And, oh, here, we got a format for you to look at for the week. And what do you think of this, this, and this? And that will start making your life so much easier. There's just like little things like, okay, recap, boom. Here's what we hope to get out of the week. Boom. Here's what we hope to do with our budget. Boom. Here's what we did. We blew the budget out of the water the first 2 hours, which caused X, Y, and Z. However, relationship-wise, it created this, and this. I love the relationship stuff, by the way. Oh, my God. The questions.
Learning a little bit more about me.
Yeah.
About just, like, how we operate, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know me, but you don't, like, know me.
Right. Yeah. And I'm hearing a lot of it. I'm like, wow, this is so interesting to listen to. I'm already hearing the dynamic where Gabby's like, you know, we got to keep Noah out of cities because I can't have him spend.
I'm place so nervous for Australia. I love it. He made the budget for our upcoming trip to Australia, and I'm like, I love you, but I'm gonna have to go over that because I know for a fact we're not gonna be doing that much food. I'm like, we're not on vacation.
Most of the budget was for food.
Yeah, the $700 budget for food for 2 weeks. I'm like, no.
I included going out for like drinks and like
we're not on vacation though.
Stuff like that. Because we usually go out for coffee once a day.
I know. Because he wants to have.
That's like, holy crap. Hold on a second. What's 14?
Yeah.
Mike, you got to
come. Do you think I'm working with you?
Mike, what's 14 into 700? What is it? Hold on, let's do the math here. 15, 30, 45, 60.
It's a little less than $200 a day if you like round up.
Well, no, it'd be way less. Like $350 a week, about 50 a day, give or take.
No.
50 a day, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, that's not too bad.
Look at that mental math.
50 a day. All right, yeah. That's not too bad.
It could be so much worse.
It could be worse, but damn.
No, yeah, I know. It's just like there's this one place that we really want to go to in Australia called Loon Crescentry.
What's that?
That's the only place.
It's like this croissant.
It's one of the best. Apparently, it's like the best croissant place in the world.
Well, how much does it cost? $20 a croissant?
No, it's like $8
for an almond croissant.
It's not too crazy.
I'm so excited.
The best thing about $8 isn't that bad.
I am really. I literally wrote on our little itinerary that the cost of the croissants does not matter. Like, we are going here and we are getting them, regardless of the price. That's literally what
any issue with that. I have the issue with going out to eat like 4 or 5 different times during the 2 weeks and then getting like 2 cocktails each. That's what adds up. That's when we end up spending $500 within like 4 days on some freaking mojitos.
You don't even like your drink, bro. Would it be a mojito? If anything.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, so I'm a little worried about Melbourne, but.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Would you suggest what you guys have done so far to any other young people out there?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%. There's a lot of.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I actually write about that a little bit.
And could you see, how long could you see yourself being adventurous? Because your plan is now you're going to hit Australia, then you're going to hit Bali, then you're going to hit Thailand, then you're going to hit Europe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Hopefully.
If we have enough.
I don't think we're going to have enough.
We'll figure it out.
Because what we could also do is stay here longer.
But then we'd have to rebook everything.
I know, that's the only issue.
We'll figure that out. But I would totally recommend this trip to pretty much anybody around our age or even younger. I know, especially when I was younger, I was so set on going to college and out of college, getting a job.
Right.
When I was down at college and I was like doing my thing, like I started to kind of hate it. And then COVID, and just started to work, figure everything out. And then I met her. And as like time went on, she kind of pushed me out of this, like, get away from corporate America. Like, don't, like, it's not worth it. Like, and I like started to slowly believe in that more and more. And once we decided that we wanted to move and then ended up coming here, it was a really nice change of pace. And I think, I don't know if I want to do that, like go back into like the ideas of corporate America. Like, yeah, it's like a nice cushy, cushy job with good benefits and stuff, but are you going to be happy?
Yeah.
And so that's definitely something that I've asked myself. And it's been a huge help being here and trying to figure out what it is that I want to do, because she's also helped me figure out that there's other ways to learn what you want to learn.
Right.
Through Coursera, which she kind of helped me out with. Because it's...
Can I just stop you?
Yeah.
You are young Jedi when it comes to relationship. Because I want all... And not just young people watching. All relationship people watching. Noah keeps going, she helped out. She did this, which may or may not be true. We don't have to get into that. But the fact that he's giving that, saying, yes, she's helped. She's, the acknowledgement is huge. Not just for you two, but for your future to put that, like, that's a biggie. It took me a while to give props to the other, to my wife and all that. You know, I can't remember, but that's a big step. And then Gabby, would you say that he's, in your eyes, grown tremendously as a person?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if I were to look at a picture of Noah in May, just your eyes and your demeanor and your entire demeanor is a different human being.
Yeah.
Is a completely different human being, let's say April, May of last year.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you right now and I'm blown away. It's not your haircut. It's something. It's beaming from the inside. You've already morphing into this whole different human being. It's pretty amazing to see. I would call it a confidence, a self-confidence level or a self-discovery level, but it's very recognizable, if you ask me. Gabby? Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm kidding. I hope, Noah, you know, this is how I have described Gabrielle, and she reminds me of one of my nieces. Aunt Colleen. And what I mean by Aunt Colleen is they're the type of people, you know, you ever have like a wild cat? You just gotta open up the back door and they start scratching at the back door. You just open up the back door and as long as you let them, and then they go out and they're like running this way, running that way, climbing the trees, and then they're up in the tree, and they come down and they chase the house. But at the end of the day, they're always at the back door, like, okay, I'm done. But if you try to stop any of that interaction, they're going to be nasty cats. Nasty. Hissing like crazy.
Oh, God.
So, as long as you know, you got it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, no. I told you that too in the beginning. Like, boy, you better put your seatbelt on.
I remember the exact moment you actually even told me that, and I was like, I think I'm ready. And he's like, no. There's no. It's you. Either you are, or you aren't.
There's no containing me. It's okay. He's good. He lets me do my thing.
Yeah. No, and that's huge too. I mean, yeah. I hear a lot of compliments on both sides. I hear a lot of frustration, which is extremely natural. But
okay.
I gotta say, it's I think you guys are doing an incredible thing, and I love listening to you. I can't wait to hear the next one. Noah, I apologize. I haven't listened to any of the food stuff.
Oh, it's not really like food anymore. I haven't put one out in a while.
He's been doing more like what I've been doing, where it's more like personal stories and stuff like that, and just kind of talking about, I guess,
kind of like whatever literally whatever I feel like.
I think the two of you by the end of the year will have incredible journals.
Yeah.
You'll have incredible little snippets of the podcast. And who knows, at the end of the day, who knows what it'll turn into. It may turn into nothing. It may just make the two of you grow as humans.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be touching people that you don't even know exist. You know, I'm starting to notice that here, where, I mean, it was last week, I did a meet and greet, and like two people cried to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why are you?
They're like, we listened to the one podcast when you said XYZ and it reminded me of the thing. And I'm like, whoa.
There's times where I don't, I don't think people are really like, you don't have instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, I get comments, and someone taught me a long time ago to like, dude, you put something out, sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4 years before it starts really showing. And mm-hmm. I couldn't really grasp that concept, but I'm starting to now. Once you discover that no matter what you're confident in that you're putting out there, and you're confident that eventually it's going to turn into something because you know it's good. It may not be perfect now, but it will be good no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time for you to grow into it. It's only a matter of time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you guys are crushing it.
Thanks.
You're crushing it. I love what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
So again, if anyone wants to listen, you go to Finding a Kiwi, right?
It's on Substack.
What is it on?
Substack. But it might be easier to go to our Instagram, which is just Finding a Kiwi with periods in between the words. So finding.a.kiwi.
Then there's and a then, link tree underneath in the bio, and we'll bring you to all of our other social media, all of the blogs and podcasts and stuff.
And anyone listening, like, feel free to help them, like with questions and everything else, like to guide them. You know, like, hey, we'd like to hear more. Why don't you try more of this? Hey, why don't you ask this to one another? Hey, we'd love to see XYZ. The more you give them, the more you're giving to young people discovering the world. And it's like watching your kids grow. It's really pretty awesome. So if you're listening, go to their podcast. Go, just give them suggestions. Help them out. Guide them in a way. And just, you know, when it comes to comments, too, I'm sure you haven't had any. You're eventually going to have some asshole or some hater, jackass, moron. Just ignore them. Those are peasants.
Everybody's.
I know you haven't.
There's no reason to. One on our Facebook page.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. This there was. It was a comment. It was like, whoever makes this has no friends. And I was like, great. I was like, thank you.
That's funny.
It makes me want to work even harder.
Wait, what was it?
It was like on one, like on a post that I put out, like, because when we post on Instagram, it also posts to our Facebook page.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
And one of the comments on the Facebook page is that, and I was like, that's awesome. I love that. I love seeing that stuff so much. I love when people hate talk about me. It makes me laugh.
Really?
I love that. It reminds me of like, yeah, it reminds me funny. Of sports. Like, honestly, that's really all it is.
So, all right, but let me ask you this. Did you go in there? Did you look up their profile and start looking and examining who they were and what they look like and everything they followed?
No, I could care less.
No, that's just you.
I used to do that. You used to help me with that. You guys would be like, yeah. Dad, why are you even bothering? And I'd be like, look at his family.
I'm like, that's what they want.
It is. They're just their peasants. That's
what they wanted to do.
I know. All right. So when do you head to Australia?
April 22nd.
Okay. Cool beans.
Right after we see Bert Kreischer.
After you what?
We're going to see Bert Kreischer.
Oh. You got tickets to see Bert?
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's so, no. I got it for Noah as a gift. for our 2 years.
Oh my God, what a cool freaking gift.
I was freaking out. Because I love Bert Kreischer. I think he's hilarious.
He listens to his podcast almost like every day.
Well, Bert's a good guy. Bert's a really good human being. I believe, I could be wrong. Maybe Bert's camp can correct me. I believe I taught his daughter how to make macaroni and cheese.
That's so funny. No way.
I was on his podcast. I went to his house, and his daughter was like making mac and cheese. Like, yeah, I'll help you make macaroni and cheese. We were like making mac, and then we went in there. It was an awesome podcast. So I love that. Is it just Bert? Is it Bert and
I listened to both
Segura,
your cast, and Two Bears One Cave.
I don't know if they're performing together, but I do know. I don't know.
It's Tops Off World Tour now, because he's on his stadium world tour right now. Tom already went to this part of the world. He's going back up to either he's home in Texas or he's in Europe.
Okay. Bert's playing a stadium?
I believe so.
Or
an arena. He's gonna be in Auckland.
Yeah,
he's
somewhere in
Auckland. Big city. So
good for him.
Yeah.
Crushing it. Bert Kreischer crushing it.
Auckland and then Wellington,
For him.
Yeah, good for
him. Well, good. So hopefully you'll get to see Bert and wave to him. Have a big sign say, I'm Brewer's kid.
Yeah.
I actually listened to your podcast with him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you told some really good stories.
I don't remember them. I know I got pretty heavy on there.
Yeah, and it was good though, because it also helped me a little bit, like put things into perspective, because you talked about like just growth in general for a little bit, and it really kind of it humbled me immediately, humbled me so fast. Like pretty much from there on, that's when I started to re-listen and reread everything, just because I saw that it wasn't. At like a bang, bang, bang kind of thing, I saw that it was more of a slow burn, for sure.
Right. If I remember, I think I went through the whole process of when...
Your book, he said.
The book?
You talked about your book as well, I know.
So that must have been a while ago.
That was 2010. 2010.
That was 2010? Oh my God. I was 10 years old.
I know.
10 years old.
You should write another book.
You're like 11.
I am definitely going to write. I'm definitely going to write a book. And you should write. You are capable of writing an incredible book.
I know. I'm going to see what I can do with that.
Yeah.
I'll write something after this whole trip and go from there.
We'll have to do one big tour together.
Yeah.
We'll be like I don't even know how to name that. It's like, it's not a band in a tour. Who knows? Who's a podcast tour?
Answering those things that get sent to you, because I got that for you because it makes it into a book.
I know. I'm really behind, but I
got it for you like a year ago.
I know. I did like the first 2-3 and then I got extremely lazy.
That's all right.
But I am going to jump on that, I promise.
Okay.
But anyway, all right.
It's a book for you. So
I know. I know. It's the typing. I'm the worst at typing. I can speak it.
Then just do that. You can speak it and then copy and paste it. And then just like, whatever.
No, I'll do it.
It's fine. I want to get the same thing for grandma because I feel like.
Oh, that's a great that idea.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be really good with grandma. Cool. All right. Very cool. It's great to see you too.
I miss you. Well.
All right. I love you, Gabaloo.
Love you too.
I'm excited for you guys.
Thanks.
I'm excited for you, man. You've.
Thank you.
I don't want to say, I don't know, is it weird to say proud? Like, is it from a guy like me? Like, you're not a family member, but like, dude, I'm proud and excited for you.
I'll take any sort of gratification.
You know, if there was bets going, that's another thing. You guys exceeded a lot of expectations. And you shouldn't look into that. But there's always these worlds of other groups that were like, dude, I never would have thought it would lead to this. I would have had, if there was Vegas bets, yeah. You guys were on the underdog side, and I will say I put all in on where you're at right now. And I'd be making millions right now.
Thanks.
Millions. Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited for you guys. And I love what you're doing. Hang in there.
Thank you.
I really think it's extremely inspiring what the two of you are doing. It really is. It's really cool.
Thanks.
I think there's young people going to catch on to you guys. And when they do, they're gonna look at you as people to be guided from, and they're gonna learn a lot from the two of you. I truly believe that. I truly do. So, all right, you bananas. Enjoy your week. Great to see you.
And I was like, you too.
Finding a Kiwi. Go check these two out and help them out. Guide them. As you listen, especially listening to like the last two podcasts. Oh boy, that was
exciting. We're running out of things to talk about, so we're like, all right, well.
No, it was awesome. All right, thanks. You guys, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Later, Gators. I just think it's absolutely, I mean, I look at myself back when I was like, 18 to 22. I don't know if I would have had the confidence to travel the whole world, not knowing where it was going, not knowing how to make money, not knowing how I was going to make it, not knowing if my relationship was going to make it. I mean, these two really went for it, and they still go for it. And I just think it's, I'm excited for it. But yeah, if you have tips for them, just write comments, give them tips. And between you and I do plan on waiting to see where they go with it and all that. And then, you know, the more we can help them here, the more we can. But I love what they're doing. I just think it's incredible. I could see them speaking at colleges. I could see them totally helping so many people out there and just give a different perspective. I see them doing slideshows and talking about different areas and relationships and going for it and the feelings. And just there's a lot. It's very interesting to me. It's very fascinating. So there you go. Do we have time for me to get into this other stuff, or should I just kind of skip it?
Yeah, it's up to you, man. I mean, well, two of the videos are really short. The $1 trillion one and the Joe Rogan one. We're talking about the Pentagon and then the other one on Joe Rogan. They're pretty short.
I love the Pentagon. You're talking about the Russell Brand. No, this is the one I want to see. I love what Russell Brand says right here on Bill Maher when he's talking about. So Bill Maher has Russell Brand on and some, I don't know who the guy was, but he's from CNBC. And again, what people don't realize, they're all backed by the same companies. Look, I dare you to look up who funds CNBC, who funds Fox News, who funds them all. And you're going to see the same funding on every side. And so that's the freaking professional wrestling. And so what really aggravates the snot out of me is how one noose wear, like everyone, you know, if you're not, quote, Republican or conservative, you just think everyone that listens to Fox News is a moron, is a white supremacist, hates me, which you're so off the mark. You're completely off the mark. And the same thing with the other side. And you think you're completely different. Listen, this is such a brilliant thing. Not only does Russell call this guy out and call out the networks, but what he says at the end to me is very vital and it's very important for everybody in America to listen to, if not the world. Play the one where he's, yeah, this is the one. Listen to the whole clip, especially as he hits the end.
John, I've not known you long, but I love you already. But I have to say that it's disingenuous to claim that the biases that are exhibited on Fox News are any different from the biases exhibited on MSNBC. It's difficult to suggest
that right.
These corporations operate as anything other than mouthpieces for their affiliate owners in BlackRock and Vanguard. And unless we start to embrace, and also, mate, like just spiritually, if I may use that word in your great country,
yes.
We have to take responsibility for our own perspective. I've been on that MSNBC, yeah. Mate. It was right. Propagandist nutcrackery. Yeah.
Thank you.
I went on a show called Morning Joe. Yeah. It was absurd the way they carried
on. Morning Joe.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It wasn't morning. There was no one called Joe there. No one called Joe. They didn't understand the basic tenets of journalism. No one was willing to stick up for genuine American heroes like Edward Snowden. No one was willing to talk about Julian Assange and what he suffered trying to bring
that's
real
right.
journalism
Brilliant.
To the American people.
That's
and
right.
I think to sit within the castle of MSNBC throwing rocks at Fox News is ludicrous.
My friend.
Make MSNBC better. Make MSNBC great again.
My friend, I would love. I would. The moment the.
Quiet them on the territory right. You can win on, Joe.
Right, Russell, darling. The moment that you give me a specific example. An actual example.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Let me tell you what the specific. I'd like to hear a specific example, approval specific example of an MSNBC correspondent or anchor being on television saying something they knew was false, and we're saying behind the scenes to people, "This is. I'm about to go out, and we know." That the election wasn't stolen, or something equivalent.
Example.
But I will go. But I will go out on television and say the opposite. I will lie.
When's my answer?
Give me the specific example.
I understand the basic point. Right.
Give me a specific example.
I'm with you. I think it's a false equivalency, Russell.
It's not about bias. It's a false equivalency because you don't actually know anything about any of these organizations you're talking about, even on MSNBC once.
Wow.
A fucking deal.
My darling, it was more than enough.
You can't come out with
that. Look at him.
You have a single actual fact.
Do you want an example? The ludicrous, outrageous criticisms of Joe Rogan around ivermectin, deliberately referring to it as a horse medicine when they know it's an effective medicine. Rachel Maddow turning up on the TV saying, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get it, when it hadn't been clinically trialed.
Non-responsive.
You have to listen.
Shut up.
Do you think you can improve America by determinedly and avowedly condemning Fox News without acknowledging that you're participating in the same game? Did you not just listen to Bernie Sanders, someone who plainly, legitimately believes in this country and believes it's possible to change, but is bound by corruption, is bound by the lobbying system?
That's right.
Surely it's clear to you, Bill, as one of the great pundits and experts and comic voices, that systemic change is required. Money has to be taken out of politics. We need new political systems that genuinely represent ordinary Americans so that we can overcome cultural differences. And bickering about which propagandist network is the worst is not going to save a single American life, not improve the life of a single American child, not going to improve America's standing in the world, and the world needs a strong America. I'll tell you that. So you have an obligation, a duty.
That's right. What Russell Brand did, whether you like him or not, he came locked and loaded. There's so many of us that have been studying these networks, all of them. They teach you how to debate. They teach you how to hate. They teach you how to be violent. They teach you how to think. They teach you what emotions that they want you to have. And this banana thought he was a badass because he's, you know, with Bill Maher. And Bill Maher also likes to portray himself. He's very smart. And I give Bill Maher credit for letting Russell Brand go. Russell Brand was absolutely brilliant. It's a responsibility. So everyone out there that goes, if you listen to Fox, if you listen to blah, blah, you are not doing humanity a service. Because they're all full of shit. They're all paid propaganda. CNN is paid propaganda. They got caught with their pants down, lying through their teeth about the last 2-3 years, lying right to your face. Lives could have been saved. And in my opinion, CNN may have caused more deaths. And all those networks, CNBC, all of them, for what they did when Rogan brought up the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine. All of them should be held responsible. Every single one of them. Madden, all the morons that spewed their nonsense. They should be all held accountable. Because they weren't for humanity. They were for their network. They were for their paycheck. They were for their agenda. That's all they're for. They weren't for science. They weren't for health. They weren't for your well-being. They were all paid to lie their faces off. And I can't even tell you how I was so excited to see Russell Brand come and just, it's irresponsible for networks to be trashing each other. And here's another one. Forget that it's on Fox News, all right? Forget about, let's watch Chuck Schumer. He's scared to death right now. What'd I tell you about Chuck Schumer? Look at his personality. He's got evil. He's always down here. That's a trait of, he's evil. Watch this Chuck Schumer. Look at him. He's scared to death.
I, so many others who were here in the Capitol, and millions of Americans are just furious. Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy.
Are you
today?
You sound furious.
And he's going to come back tonight with another segment.
That's right.
Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie.
What are you, a dictator?
And Speaker McCarthy is every bit as culpable.
What are you afraid of?
As Mr. Carlson.
What are you afraid of?
Speaker McCarthy's decision
to
share security footage with Fox looked like a mistake from the very beginning. But after last night,
it looks like a disaster. If he was passionate, he wouldn't be reading.
Speaker McCarthy has played a treacherous game by catering to the hard right.
Oh, the hard right?
He's enabled the big lie.
How about he's catering to truth?
And has further eroded away at our precious democracy.
Look at the
last night,
the hard
millions
right.
of Americans democracy. Tuned in to one of the most shameful hours
shameful.
We have ever seen on cable television.
Oh, really?
With contempt for the facts,
I saw a video
disregard of the risks,
made you look dope.
And knowing full well he was lying
lie?
To his audience.
How do you lie?
Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last
yeah.
night
yeah.
arguing the January 6th Capitol attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was not a violent insurrection.
There was not a... Oh,
by diving deep into the waters
cities,
of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage, Mr. Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack,
what a jackass.
Which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all. He tried to argue it was nothing more than a peaceful sightseeing tour. Can you imagine?
All right.
I urge Fox News to order.
He's ordering Fox News to stop a program. I don't know about you, but if I had the truth and I had nothing to hide, I wouldn't need to make a speech like that. Why would he? What are you afraid of? Now that the world can see every angle of what really happened, millions of us saw the police barricades being moved. Everyone was watching that online. Everyone was watching the online stuff where the guys are just strolling through the White House. Cops are opening doors for them. How do you explain that, Mr. Schumer? How do you explain that? You got caught with your pants down. This government's getting caught with their pants down. Things are changing quick. The world is waking up. It's moving. It's grooving. Their power, their control is in full. It's being threatened. Democracy, when they say the word democracy, all they're saying is our power over you, the people. That's it. Democracy. Stop with that nonsense word. It's not democracy. Stop. It's a silly word to use and throw it out there. Our democracy is it. But no one's buying it anymore. Chuck Schumer has played himself. He's got his pants down. He looked foolish. I demand Murdoch to cancel. We demand you to step down. What has this man done? How long has he been in office? What has he done for humanity? We demand you to take a walk. How about that? You ever think of that? Great things out there. Great things. One more Russell Brand thing, and then we'll rock and roll. This was him on Rogan. Him and Joe were unbelievable.
They are lying to us.
I know that you would never have that conversation on CNN.
Yeah.
You're not, Rachel Maddow's not going to have that fucking conversation with you. She's going to look at that camera and she's going to lie. And she's going to say the things that she's supposed to say because they pay her X amount of dollars per year and it's a great job.
Like, it's inconvenient to believe something that's at odds with that. You can't allow yourself to believe that.
And people will allow you to lie. They'll allow you to push that false narrative and they'll celebrate you for doing it. Thank you. Thank you for what everything you said.
I thank God for guys like this just standing front and center, putting the things out there. Listen, whatever you hear on the news, whatever they push, take a couple steps back and realize most likely they're lying through their teeth. Lying through their teeth. Entertainment's getting goofier and goofier. Media is getting sillier and sillier. And thank God people are waking up. Thank God. So once again, I want to applaud Russell Brand. He was absolutely incredible everywhere he went. He got all the points across and they were brilliant. And people really need to hear it. And here's a guy coming from England. So, good stuff, man. Thank you, Mr. Brand. Thank you, Joe Rogan, putting out truth. Steven Crowder, crushing it with Russell Brand. Good stuff. We need this. This is the time of truth. Government ain't looking after us. They're not. Whatever this regime is, they're not looking after us. It's becoming more and more apparent. I don't know what's going on, but something crazy going on. And I know a lot of us feel it. We've got to find the spiritual deeper side. You have to find it inside you. find the God within, find the spirit within, and let's start finding how to connect in a deeper manner, how to look after one another in a deeper way. And when these dark forces try to control our emotions and control us and get us to feel this way and this way, all just unnecessary energy and emotion, learn to understand it, how to deflect it and push it off to somewhere else. Say, you can't control me anymore. All right. Enjoy your life. Thank you for all the great comments. Keep it all coming. Thank you, my daughter and Noah, coming on today, finding a Kiwi. And thank you for all you've done for me. You guys, I'm starting to see it at all the shows. I'm starting to see it everywhere I go. Thank you for all you do. Thanks for hanging out with Brewverse. We'll check you out next week. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, man.
You too. Later.
This is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.